So anyway, things led to things with Hewlett-Packard, and I started going up to their Palo Alto research labs every Tuesday night with a small group of people to meet some of their researchers and stuff. And I saw the first desktop computer ever made, which was the Hewlett-Packard 9100. It was about as big as a suitcase, but it actually had a small cathode ray tube display in it, and it was completely self-contained. There was no wire going off behind the curtain somewhere. And I fell in love with it. And you could program it in BASIC and APL. And I would just, for hours, you know, get a ride up to Hewlett-Packard and just hang around that machine and write programs for it. And so that was the early days. And I met Steve Wozniak around that time, too. Maybe a little early, when I was about 14, 15 years old. And we immediately hit it off. He was the first person I'd met that knew more about electronics than I did, and so I liked him a lot. And he was maybe 5 years older than I. He'd gone off to college and gotten kicked out for pulling pranks, and was living with his parents and going to De Anza, the local junior college. So we became fast friends and started doing projects together. We read about the story in Esquire magazine about this guy named Captain Crunch, who could supposedly make free telephone calls. You've heard about this, I'm sure.